Chapter 15 Siblings. A lone changeling drone allowed himself a small smile as he looked on his work in satisfaction, duster held within his magical green aura. Not a single speck of dust inhabited the princess's room. Every corner and every hole had been cleaned to perfection. He had taken particular care to place everything back just the way Princess Twilight had left them, his superior having wisely informed the drone about the princess's unique difficulties with OCD. The last thing the drone wanted was to earn the ire of the future changeling queen. Unfortunately for the drone, however, Queen Chrysalis had forgot that he was even there, and thus, he didn't get her message to vacate all areas leading from the prison to that very room. And as the drone packed up his equipment to leave the bedroom's door opened, a lavender unicorn mare strutted in, followed by an armor-adorned alabaster unicorn stallion. When both parties saw each other, they froze for a few moments. The stallion in particular stared at the drone, looking very displeased. Or would the word be murderous? Suddenly, the drone dropped into a low bow in front of the mayor.
Princess Twilight, my apologies. I didn't realize you would return so soon. The room has been cleaned, and I...
Twilight mentally sighed as the drone began to hyperventilate. What did the drone honestly think she would do to him? Quickly, she put on her friendliest smile as she addressed the drone.
It's fine. Thank you for cleaning my room for me. I can see right away you did an excellent job.
The drone seemed to calm slightly at the compliment.
However, right now, I would like to talk to my brother in private.
Twilight finished. The drone rose from his bow and quickly vacated the room, Shining Armor watching him go, before turning to Twilight with a raised eyebrow.
Huh. Well, anybody would think you were the boogeyman with that reaction.
Twilight pouted while flicking a chuckling Shining Armor with her tail in mild annoyance.
Yeah, laugh it up, tough guy. It's no different to how some ponies react to the princesses.
Point taken. Not sure if I can really wrap my head around the whole you being a changeling equivalent to an alicorn, and not forgetting royalty as well. Speaking of which,
Shining started with slight hesitation.
Could I see? The other you, I mean.
He looked at the floor, waiting to be scolded. Twilight, too, hesitated before slowly nodding.
Okay.
A moment later, Shining took a step backwards as green flames whipped around the lavender form of his sister. Quicker than he could see, it began tearing the image away and warping it into a chitin-clad being, far too reminiscent of the cackling figure that stole his mind and crashed his wedding. Twilight stood before Shining, noticing his disapproval by the fact he had flinched, and now leaned slightly away from her. She began to scuff the floor once more, a despondent look on her face.
Honestly, I prefer the real you,
Shining deadpanned. Twilight's head whipped up and she looked at her brother.
This is the real me,
she truthfully insisted. Shining didn't answer, opting instead to observe the room in detail for the first time.
Well, you've certainly done well for yourself, Twily. Got enough books?
The change of subject was painfully obvious.
One can never have enough books.
Twilight chuckled, trying to hide her still despondent tone.
Do you want to sit, or...
Twilight motioned towards the seating cushion surrounding the circular table in the very center of the room. Shining nodded and took his place at one end of the table, while Twilight plonked herself down at the other. An uncomfortable silence echoed throughout the room, Twilight noticing that her brother couldn't quite meet her reptilian-like eyes.
Shiny, look, You have every reason to be angry. I understand. What they did to you and Cadence? It was wrong. And I could never approve of such a thing. And never will.
I know, LSBFF. You aren't like these monsters.
Monsters? BBBFF, I've forgiven them.
Her face was stern.
What?
His was full of surprise.
I said I've forgiven them. And they... We most certainly aren't monsters.
Twilight said with conviction. Anger flashed across his muzzle now.
Twilight, how could you say that? You saw what they did. You know what they're capable of.
They did it to save me, Shining.
Twilight's voice started to rise.
That was then. Now they know how to fight us. What's to stop them from finishing the job and taking Equestria?
He said calmly, the military captain in him showing through.
They wouldn't do something like that. If you would just walk around the halls of the Hive, see the atrium and all the changelings going about their lives, we're not so different from ponies. They laugh with their friends with a drink and hoof. They marry their special sumpony like Cardus and Panacea. Fillies and colts play and laugh like little Juvenis. They may have done something wrong, I admit, but it doesn't define who they are. It's not who they are. Not this hive. Not my hive.
You're...
Shining started, exasperation now evident in his voice.
And what of the Queen? She displayed who she is crystal clear to the whole of Canterlot.
Twilight allowed herself a chuckle as she reflected on Chrysalis's softer side she had heavily borne witness to the last few days.
Well, believe me, Mother is not that intimidating when you truly get to know her.
Mother!
Shining suddenly snapped, causing Twilight to jump in fright.
You would call that monster Mother? What is wrong with you?
Twilight set her legs and stood to full height.
Don't you dare ever call her a monster, Shining Armor! You ask what's wrong with me, but what's wrong with you? The agitation, the sudden shouting. What happened to the stallion I was reunited with just 5 minutes ago?
Chrysalis is twisting your mind. You can't see her for who she truly is.
You're not listening to me. Why can't you just give them a chance? For me!
You're kidding. Changelings are monsters after what they did. Ugh, I've seen enough.
Odd. I never took you for a xenophobic bigot.
Twilight muttered, tears beginning to form.
What did you call me?
A bigot! A massive bigot! I would have expected this from some of the Canterlot nobles, but not from you! You know what? Chrysalis is my mother. That doesn't make Twilight Velvet any less so! I have friends here, and... If you could just see past your own one-dimensional perceptions for one, just 1 minute, you could see the good in changelings.
Tears had started to flow freely now. Shining just looked at Twilight in a way that broke her heart. Disgust.
I honestly don't know who you are anymore.
Twilight sniffed.
I could say the same, BBBFF.
Shining slammed a hoof down.
Don't call me that, changeling. Only my sister calls me that.
Twilight's ears wilted, and the tears became a full-on breakdown. Sobbing echoing in the room before Twilight suddenly got up and bolted for the door. Shining's brain suddenly seemed to catch up with what he had said, and a guilty expression descended onto his face.
Twilight!
He called out, his call being lost amidst the sound of a mare's sorrow. The doors reacted with a lavender hue, swinging open as the distraught princess barreled through, completely missing the earth pony eavesdropper falling onto his face, as the door he was leaning on jolted forwards. Longshot looked up down the corridor as the sobs became a faint echo. Once they were gone, he turned to look at his superior with a strong disgust. What the hey, hero? Shining only responded by burying his head in his hooves in ultimate shame. Queen Chrysalis sat regally on her obsidian throne, or as regally as her bored mind would allow as she went over a particularly dull report on the state and productivity of the hive's agriculture. After she finished another report, yet another would take its place.
Paperwork. Organization. It's more my daughter's forte.
Chrysalis mused to herself, taking a glance at the empty throne beside her.
Your Highness?
A voice pinged over the hive.
At last! A distraction from these accursed reports. What is it? It's Princess Twilight, Your Highness.
That got her attention.
She was crying profusely and... She was what? Where is she now? In her agitated state, she may have... accidentally lashed out and demolished a wall with her magic. After that, she, well, spent about 5 minutes apologizing, during which she only became more agitated. After which she ran into your bedchambers and slammed the door. No drone goes near my chambers. I'm on my way.
Chrysalis scattered all the reports she had in her grasp to one side and sprinted immediately. Jumping off of her throne, she created a portal opening beneath her and leading to the one place she currently wanted to be. Twilight lay on her mother's bed, curled into the sheets as sorrowful sobs echoed throughout the chambers.
I could say the same, BBBFF.
Don't call me that, changeling. Only my sister calls me that.
He had rejected her. All of her worst fears had played out right before her eyes. Was this the reaction she could expect from every pony else? She laid there for what seemed like an eternity in the depths of Tartarus, before a fiery green glow introduced a new presence in the tear-filled room. Chrysalis gingerly approached the bed where her daughter lay.
Twilight?
Out of nowhere, Twilight lunged and held on to Chrysalis, nuzzling her chest. Chrysalis cooed, nuzzling the top of her daughter's head, taking her place on the bed next to Twilight. Right now, she had to be there for her daughter. She could, and would, have words with Captain Armor later.
I never thought he'd...
I know, Twilight. I'm so sorry. If I had known, I would have never left you alone with him.
He just wouldn't listen. I tried to explain.
Twilight didn't continue. Instead, the sobbing returned. And it was several long minutes before she spoke again.
I need to go back to Canterlot.
Twilight sniffed.
I need to know.
Are you sure? Twilight, yes, I'm sure. Okay. If that's what you want, I will arrange passage in the morning for you and the ponies. My only condition is that you take Cardus and his squad with you.
After a moment, Twilight nodded, before burying her head in Chrysalis's chest, letting all the built-up tears fall. Chrysalis lay there as her daughter continued to sob, gently stroking her mane while draping a protective wing around her daughter's trembling body. They continued to lay there like this until all of Twilight's tears were spent, and she drifted off into a deep, peaceful sleep. Chrysalis looked over her daughter's form. This was real. She was here after so many years. Chrysalis gently nuzzled her daughter one last time before laying her head down and too drifting to a peaceful slumber.